With Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Building relationships leads to consistency when it comes to cattle production. Now, when cattle feeder Todd Wilkinson starts filling his pens, he has a specific animal type in mind, and that's based on what he wants to market to the meat packer.
I buy probably 90% of our cattle right off the ranch. So I'm looking for an animal that's going to perform, that's going to have the ability to let me hit the April market, for instance, with that fall calf that I'm going to pick up here in just a few weeks. And I'm looking for an animal that's got great genetics that can make me hit a premium. I need to hit that choice and prime in the CABs because that's the program our operation is in.
His family works with 9 backgrounding yards to get calves ready for the feed yard, and they track them all the way through. He says that kind of teamwork not only improves the cattle, but it also improves those relationships.
A lot of them really want to know because they never get to hear it. You know, they take and sell that animal, they don't know what happens. And they'd like to know what their efficiencies are, what the rate of gain is, just how that animal's performing.
And he says when everybody has their eye on the end goal, it makes everybody more profitable. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.